You know, Dasher and Dancer and Donner and Blixen and so forth. But if you recall the most famous reindeer of all, it is either because of that song or because of an animated television special that celebrates its 40th anniversary tonight.
Why am I such a biscuit? I am not just a nitwit. Just because my nose grows, why don't I fit in?
In 1964, a cast of stop-motion puppets brought to life the tale of the red-nosed reindeer who saved Christmas.
If I live to be 100, I'll never be able to forget that big snowstorm a couple of years ago. The weather closed in and, well, you might not believe it, but the world almost missed Christmas. What's the matter? Haven't you ever seen a talking snowman before?
Sam the Snowman was really the great folk singer Burl Ives. He narrated the story of Rudolph and his best friend, Hermie, an elf with something of an identity crisis.
I just don't like to make toys.
What?
I'd like to be a dentist.
A dentist?
Hermie and Rudolph declared themselves misfits and ran away from home. They encountered an island full of misfit toys. They battled an abominable snow monster. They rescued their friends. And they made television history.
It's been on for 40 years now, and it's the longest-running, highest-rated TV special of all time.
That's Rick Goldschmidt, who's the author of the book Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, The Making of the Rankin-Bass Holiday Classic. Rankin and Bass were Arthur Rankin and Jules Bass, producers known for their animated television specials that relied on stop-motion figurines.
The animation style is called Animagic. A lot of people mistakenly call it claymation. They're dolls with wire joints, and they're very intricate. They cost about $5,000 to make back in 1964.
And the way that the play action was done, so to speak, is that they'd shoot one frame and then move the reindeer's hoof half an inch.
Correct.
How long is the finished product? How many minutes on the screen?
It's about 50 minutes.
It's about 50 minutes? And how long did it take to shoot 50 minutes frame by frame?
That's 18 months.
18 months?
Yeah.
Hey, what do you say we both be independent together, huh?
You wouldn't mind my red nose?
Not if you don't mind me being a dentist.
It's a deal.
In 1998, Rick Goldschmidt was part of a group that assembled a version of Rudolph for DVD. It included footage that had been lost for decades, and one of the restored scenes turned out to be a reprise of the song We're a Couple of Misfits.
We're a couple of misfits, we're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in.
In 1965, Willard Sailoff, who was a GE executive, General Electric sponsored the show. He decided he wanted a new song, so they wrote Fame and Fortune.
Fame and fortune, fame and fortune, we're up to seek them now. Anyone can have them both, it just takes the right know-how.
If you're watching carefully tonight, you might be able to tell that Fame and Fortune was added in later. There are trees in the background. In parts of the show, they're covered with snow. But at the moment the song begins, the trees in the background suddenly lose their snow.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Of the people who provided the voices of characters in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Burl Ives was the only celebrity. Rudolph was performed by a woman, Billie Mae Richards. Today she is 83 years old and lives in Ontario, Canada.
Rudolph is a nice Canadian boy. And Rudolph always thought he was a misfit because his nose glowed. And he wanted to be independent. And I wanted to be independent like he was.
But Rudolph did not provide Richards with financial independence. Despite 40 years of broadcasts, video and DVD sales, Richards and the other cast members made very little above what they were paid for their day-long recording session. Only Burl Ives had a contract that provided for long-term royalties. These days, Billie Mae Richards is still a working actor, performing mostly what she calls sweet grandmother parts. But Rudolph is the role she's most proud of.
what better legacy can you leave than a show that everybody loves? You know, there are very few people that it hasn't made some kind of an impact on their Christmas. I think that's wonderful, don't you?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Photographs from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer are at npr.org.